Pashas Bechukosai. Yeduah, the Arachayim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim. Gedrukt over here on the Pasuk in Bechukosai Teilechu. There's a Yeduah, the Gemaisa, that the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Etzem, was in Golus. And he was Behalt, and he didn't say who he was. And in the Shtot where he was, the Rav got up Friday night and he said 16 pshatim that he was mushpa, that he heard min hashamayim, that he heard from Rav Chaim ben Attar, the Rav Chaim HaKadosh. And the Rav Chaim HaKadosh made a coil that he was mezalvel. And then again Shabbos day he said another 16 pshatim that he was noideloi b'shem Rav Chaim ben Attar. And again the Rav Chaim, who was behalten, made a coil and a third time again, and the Oilam was very upset, who is this not known person who keeps on being mezalvel in the drushes. And by Shalosh Shuvos, a third time he had said pshatim, 14 pshatim each time, obviously, keep the chedmen. And in the end, by Shalosh Shuvos, when he did it a third time, they got so upset that they put him into Tevisa. And that night, by Motzei Shabbos, suddenly was a tremendous storm, the Ferlecha Rash, and it was Noida to this Rav. He says, Be'etzim, every Motzei Shabbos, because the Neshama is going back to Gehenna, there's a tremendous Rash in Himmel. And when the Rav Chaim HaKadosh makes Avdolah, is when it gets Nirga. And the Rav Chaim HaKadosh didn't make Avdolah this week. So, the Rav, who understood all these pshatim, also understood what's my Dvarim Yesh B'Goy over here. And that's the Maisa. But Akaponim, it's Taka, there's 42 pshatim over here from the Rav Chaim HaKadosh. Ayin Shom Barachova. In Bukhukaita Teilechu, Rashi says, Shetiwa Melim Batoira. Later on in the parasha says, Bukhukaita Tim Osu. Tim Osu. If it's already not a Melim Batoira, that's already Bukhukaita Tim Osu. That's the Dovra Bifuchai. The Ikram HaTorah is a Melus Batoira. The Goyim writes, the same way the Gemara says in Kedushin that Beis, Bal Aveda, Machdir Al Avedosoi, the MS, a person is Noitzar Mitchila, the Plag Guf. He has another half of his Guf as the Isha. And there's a surah that he has to be mechazer ala veidasoi. You have to go zuch, your other half. Kemoikein, a person's toira, a person is loy mitoira bimei imoi. And that's his other half. And there's also bala veido mechazer ala veidasoi. The toira is oichit. The toira is oichit. Person is nicknessed to the toira. And he has to be mechazer. The way you mechazer after the toira is zuch hamelis. The way you mechazer after isha is separate. That's an achosim shmuz, shidduch shmuz. Aber the tzura from mechazer ala veidosei of the his chelik in Torah, kach noitza that it's durch ameus. Adam la'omol yulad, they say from Rav Chaim. Adam la'omol yulad, because he wasn't noilad for limud ha'Torah. Because limud ha'Torah be'emes even bimei imoy, a person is learning Torah. But then it's not a Torah durch ameus. The lega is Adam la'omol yulad, because then he's supposed to take a get to the Amelis. They say that the Goyim didn't want to be Makabal Torah from a Magid, from a Malach, because he wanted Torah only Dorch Amelis. And that's the Chippus of Mechazer al Avedosoi. Yogata v'loi matzosa al tamin, the Gemara says in Megillah, there's a verse, the Kotzka says, Yogata v'loi matzosa al tamin, don't be maimin, because even if he thinks loi matzosa, he geschwitzt in the heart of it, amul geven, and he didn't come with a pshat, didn't come. Al Tamen, that's not loy motzah, that's motzah. The motzah was the yagia alein is the matara. Now the reason why I talk about Torah, it has to dap to be dur chamelus, is bechukoyse is loshen of chakika, when a person is loy the Torah, not boitim kal, he's loy the Torah dur chamelus, it becomes chelik of him, it becomes his Torah. Nasa Torah delay, is al yedei, omala Torah. Now it says, in Bechukosei Teilechu, so there's a word, you know, some people, they have, and it's a gewaldig gezach, for when they're on the bus, when they're traveling, there's a pocket Mishnah, there's a pocket Mishnah Berurah, a pocket Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, pocket Gemara, pocket Reb Chaim, a pocket size. It's not the pshat. Shetiyu amelim batoira. Even by the halicha, it's with the same amelis. Well, say, why the mamshim zayin? What are you holding? You're holding it in a shver rash, but you literally say the shver rash. And I have to go somewhere. You have to go. So you have your pocket mishnah. What's with the rash? What's kevin is zayin? Bechukosai teilechu. Even by the halicha, the halicha is with the whole farnem of a melech batayr. Gemara in Kedushin learns from this pasuk in Bechukos Tekelechu. The Gemara learns the Gedarim of Tanai and Tanai Kofel, because on one end it says in Bechukos Tekelechu, later it says in Bechukos Tekelechu. And the Gemara learns that from here, that Shitas Rav Meir, that you need Tanai Kofel. The Gemara brings a few rayos. One of them is from here. So you see over here that it's a Tanai. So what's the Tanai? In Bechukos Tekelechu, Kiyama Mitzvah, Lima Natari, that's the Tanai. What's the Maisa? Every Tanai is on a Maisa. You make a Kedushin with a Tanai, a Gerushin on Tanai. The Maisa is the Venasati Gishmechen Be'itam. So there's a kasha, there's a famous cloud, milsa the less of a shlichus less of a tnai. Milsa the less of a shlichus less of a tnai. There's not chal tnai on a milsa the less of a shlichus. And geshomim is not shy of shlichus. The Gemara says in Tainus of Gimel, Gimel mistakes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give to a shliach. And one of them is the mistake of geshomim. So it's not nitin with shliach. So how could there be a tnai on the geshomim? How could there be a tnai? As I bring it up, Ryan. Then it's Rashi and Tainus over there says, Gimel Mefteches Shaloi Nitnu Shloshtam, all three, of Parnosa, Geshem, Tchiyas Amesim, all three together now. One Mefteach HaShiyah. There's a lot of Tzurtzim in the Achroyim, but there's a Merit Gazak, there's a Toysim Gittin, and Sugi and Daf Ayin Hei over there, that the Sugi of Milsa, the less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai, Toysim is Bamerch the Kasha, and he says, it's not Shver, because the Kukoyte Kelechu is the Mitzvahs. Most Mitzvahs can be done Ayidei Shlich. Most Mitzvahs, a lot of Mitzvahs are Al Yidei Shliach, and therefore it's milsa the Isa b'shlichus. And it's Sisrei Torah Mamash. Rabbi Kveger asks the Kasha there. He says, "Tzorchi in Gadol," because the klal of milsa the less of b'shlichus, less of b'tnai, is that the ma'isa has to be a ma'isa that's Al Yidei Shliach. The ma'isa here is the gishonim be'itam. The tnai is the kiyam mitzvahs. There's no rule that the tnai has to be a milsa the Isa b'shlichus or not. The ma'isa that you're being meichel the tnai on has to be Isa b'shlichus. What helped us near that the mitzvahs, roiv mitzvahs al yidei shliach, roiv mitzvahs al yidei shliach, by merit was copied tonight. As I frek Rabbi Kivegi, bab shver, shver a toisvus. Fine hey. The Eibishter was promising him, b'chukai tei teilechu v'nasati g'shmeichem v'itam et yedua, that the pasuk over here is saying a mitzvias. This is not schar v'oynish. Schar v'oynish is an oilam haba. The Seder HaZvarim over here is poshet kach hitbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the teva of the oilam. The same way, there's an oyster from the Altamis Slobodka. The same way we understand, V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam, the Geshem comes down, and then V'nasna Ha'aretz Yevula. It's a schar v'oynish because the Geshem came down, so therefore the Yevul grows. No, it's the Teva, the rain comes down, and that causes the Tevuah to grow. That's the Metzius. The Zelma is after Reisha the Kro. In Bechukoyte Telechu, V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam. Gay Farshtei, that when the rain comes down, the Tevuah grows. Yeah? Teva. That's the way the oilam runs. It's kach who say their teva oilam. This is brachas by olam haba that the pasuk is machayis, is machadish. Pasuk is olam haba is another that here the pasuk is saying pasuk olam haba. Now what's the olam haba that the brachas? You know the veld asks amol you have omli atoyra. You get the cook and amol you have omli atoyra. But says that the chayis haven't is olam haba. It's very hard. They're parnosa and the nesivus nefesh they blinded by their omli atoyra. Where's the... And they have a shirim that aren't learning. And they have. The shirim are eating their oilam haba, not their oilam haza. The oilam haza that the omal ha-toira has, or the supposed lack of it, that's the tzurah for his amelis b'toira to the emes get to the oilam haba. They ask enough the oilam haba, just the oilam haba. V'nosati gishmeichem be'itam, though there's a famous word. Gishmeichem is the gashmius, and it has to be be'itam. A person can't be totally shakua and gashmius. You have to know that v'nosati gishmeichem be'itam in the proper time. What they need, a person has tzrochem for his gashmius, it's be'itam. It's not for today's door. Today's door is a door that's very mefunuk. Over a mold, it was a mysterious nefesh. Now we have mysterious nefesh for other things. Different nesyonis. Person doesn't have to bring himself to the Nisayin. He can be mavater on the Nisayin. But there's Nisayin. There's different ways of being mismoided with the Nisayin. Brand sich nicht to the Nisayin. But the Nisayin of a stoppest memuot of Uncle Mitzvah is a word chesuri mechzero of a hochi katani. As a felt. Then will come in good learning. The steigen can be taken from when it's chesuri mechzero. They say a maisa, a bocha came to Kamenitz. A bocha came to Kamenitz. And then those days, you would eat out, you would have different mishpachas, you would go get a little piece of hard bread, like a tafel lepsher, if it was a rich mishpach in it, you would get something to eat. So Rabbah came, and Rabbah told him, he says, Zuntik, you'll eat, Yom Rishon, you'll eat by this and this mishpacha, Yom Shlishi, you'll eat by this mishpacha, Yom Chamishi, by this mishpacha. And the Bacha said, Yom Sheni, his boss says, Kukuma da Essen, get the tongue, it's Kukuma da Essen, get the tongue. The Maita though, and this Nakuda Vestap is Mu'at, I mean, it ain't Kemachim Torah, it's a Kumdan Shver. I wanted to say, a Shein in the hair. You know, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, to find out, the Gemara has a story there, a Sugya, of that, with Yadarshan Chamisha, Arba B'Chamisha, by Dalam Hei, Chamisha, Veloi Chetzi Chamisha, by Shutzen, Chamisha Boker, Veloi Chetzi Chamish. And there was a whole sack of Atari there, and one of the Amiram was Chazarba. He came the next morning, he was Chazarba on the Drosha. And he said, why yesterday I wasn't Oimer on the Pshat? Mishum Shaloi Achalti Bistra the Tura. Because yesterday I didn't have meat. So the Mavoyah is Rashi Tosis. Rashi learns what it means. It's a mushel. It means I wasn't high enough. I didn't harbor out the sugi enough. It's a mushel. I didn't eat meat. It means I didn't get into the place for the sugi. But Tosis says, no, Kipshuta. I was fasting yesterday. I didn't eat meat. And you know, we eat is the... I don't know Tosis. Mavoyah is Rashi Tosis. I want to say it's a chiddush. There's a famous maisa, which is Bochber and Reuven. Reuven is the son of Rav Shivas and Kamenitz. And it was a very shver matzah. The Bochum came and complained, his mamish and his dovas says. And the way the maisa goes, Rav Bochber traveled to America, ki yadua. He was a famous after. Rav Bochber traveled to America to collect money for the yeshiva. He came back, he said, he learned something in English. He told him what? He said, I learned the first name, I'll try, Rabbi, I'll try. The first name? He says, the name, go nisht. He went to America. The maisa is that the Bochum came into the roof and they said, listen, there's only bread, there's not even butter. There used to be butter, there's not even butter. The more Rashi came and learned it. Over Fatoysis, already, we need butter. So the Bochum told the roof, he says, the Bochum's in a gerecht, Fatoysis dachman putter. Fatoysis dachman putter. You need that. And then they went to America. So I didn't understand. A Rashi is like it. Don't come and learn it. Don't understand Shana the Maisa. Toysis needs more than a Rashi. Rashi. Father Nish Putter. Toysis father the Putter. Rashi Nish. Toysis is big. Big Toysis. Clean guy. But the kind of shit cook on the way. Toysis daf Putter. Rashi Nish. If we're looking at the Chiddush to Kipshah, it's a machlek is Rashi Toysis. The Gemara says, Loi Echalti Bishr the Tura. Rashi, man. Loi Anti Bedover. Toysis is off. I used to be trying. Toysis daf the Putter. The pasuk says, "Vishvati chaya rom in haaretz." The Mesech Chochma brings over here. The Torah's Koyner brings it to Machloikis. What does it mean, "Vishvati chaya rom in haaretz"? Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Vishvati, they're going to be gone. They're not going to be in the world. I'll get rid of them." And Rabbi Shimon says, "No, they're going to be there, but they're not going to bite. Vishvati, they're going to be mushbat. They're there still." There's the Ev, the Ari, they're still the Doiv, they're still there. They won't be dangerous. So the Meshach Chokhmah says, this is Rav Shimon Ba'ichoy, Rav Shimon L'shitosoy, Rav Shimon is L'mal Miderach HaTeva. Rav Shimon doesn't go with Masaf to the Ganecha. Rav Shimon Ba'ichoy goes L'mal Miderach HaTeva, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, it could be that they're still there, and they won't bite. It's Rav Shimon L'shitosoy. Rav Shimon L'shitosoy. That's the Pshar. I saw you be the in Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam brings this that it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayah, V'gor is the Ev and Keveth. It's only a Melitus. Meish Mamish HaSoy. Mamish can be as the means the Umas or Eum will be, but doesn't Mamish mean it's going to be as the Ev and Kevis? There was once a zoo, they wanted there should be in one of the places there should be the Gorz the Ev and Kevis. They had to bring a new Kevis every day, but they make the Gorz the Ev and Kevis. But the Ram said it's only a Malitza. The writer of the office says, no, it's Takis Kipshuti Shal Mikra. Shenemar Vishvati Chaya Roman Art. And he quotes this passage. But that's only the letter of Shimon, right? The Rabbi Yehuda in the Torah's Koinim says it means Hishbati, they're not going to be there at all. The Ravid is obviously going. That's the Machlokes Rambam Ravid. The Ravid is learning that in Hishbati state there will be a Musak of a Gorz the Evil Kevis. It's going to be Mushbat. And it's Gorb Shimon Lashitasa. But there's right in the Achronim that there's another Lashitasa over here. You have also in Pesachim, you have Tashbisu. Hishbati. Same word as Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu mean when you learn the Sugim Pesachim? There's one Mahalach that Tashbisu means they have to manage destroy it, get rid of it, burn it. Mafarab is the Ruach, get rid of it. It's not here. It's not in this world. But there's another side. You do bittul. Bittul. L'chor, it's the same two pshatim that Achronim shtel tzu. Does Vishpat mean it's not going to be here in the world, b'chlal? Or it will still be, just it won't attack you. It won't eat you. The animal won't. That's the two pshatim of Tashbisu. It's the two pshatim of Vishpat. Right, there's a Zod B'derach Melitza. The Rishonim say in the beginning of Pesachim, if taka tashbisu bittul is enough, so why do you have to do beer? So Tosfos says, Hashem Yovi Lachla. It's doichet. And Vishbati, if you're not holding in the Madrega, it's a fourth Hashem Yovi Lachla. Oh, but that's the two pshatim. That's the two pshatim of a Hishbati. Vinosati, the pasuk continues, the brachas that's going to be Vinosati Shalom Ba'aretz. Rashi says, what's Shalom? Rashi says, the mile of Shalom. Shema Toimer, very nice. The Eberste promise, Hari Michael, Hari Mishteh. But if there's no Shalom, what's going to be without Shalom? Shalom is so important. State, you also get Shalom. So Zokta Chasim Sofer, why would I think there shouldn't be Shalom? The Eberste is promising already everything. Michael, Mishteh, why would I think there's not Shalom? Zokta Chasim Sofer, a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, and by Birkas Koinin, the Yosem Lachos Shalom. Shalom. And the Gemara says in Brachas, right? Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, Yisa, Nesias Panim. The Gemara says in Brachas, it's Osir. Shoichad lo yikach, Asher lo yikach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Asher lo Yisa Panim, lo yikach Shoichad. So what does it mean, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? And they frankly, the Gemara in Brachas. So the Gemara, the Eibishter says back, you know, I have to be Noisei Panav to Kal Yisrael. I told him Birchas Hamozin only on a, when you Kedei Sviya, when you eat a full amount, and Klal Yisrael is not even on a kezayis to mention the Rabbanu Leil Masak, and even a kezayis. So how could I not be Esa Panam Yisrael? Because they're so machmer even on a kezayis. Dr. Chasim Sofer, the Torah's promise will be here by the bracha of the Chosef Yalechu, that even you'll eat a little bit, and Rashi brings there will be a bracha in the Me'ayim. You won't even have to eat a lot, you'll have Sviya. Oy Bazoi, Yechai Yidu Derais, and there's a big rain in that point in Halacha. Could be even less than a kezayis. Meaning, again, with the Rais of Yechai, could they Sviya? And the Rabbanu, they said, no, Abiyya Kazayis, you already Chai, Birchas Hamozin. What about if this kedai sviya even less than a kezayis? Or upon chosh when it's a kezayis, maybe even less than a kezayis. Yesh lo. Of a becholay. So there's no nesiyas panim for shalom. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yosim lecha shalom. And the Gemara says really Hashem shouldn't be noisei panim to us. Why is he noisei panim to us? Because we're machmer extra that we bench even when we're not makli. But now the Torah is promising Michael Mishteh and the bracha is going to be the me'ayin. You're going to eat a little bit. You're going to be chay with the raisa. So maybe you don't deserve shalom. To tell you no, when I start showing more, I'm going to give you showing more. This is not the custom cipher. I would have thought to come to show him anymore. State that there will be showing also. Hemshich state toichra the erste zach state the tachzach and the erste zach and the stelman the tam lerik koychachem. There's a pshat. We know Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam. He was the Enochel of Rashi. He's called Rabbeinu Tam. His name was Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam. That's Pashat why he's called Rabbeinu Tam. But there's another shadow here. The Pasuk says, V'sam l'rik koichachem. V'sam l'rik koichachem. The Gemara says, and the Sefra brings it over here in the Chukosai, that there's a Zah Matzah, that a person will be Mati as Bitoy, and he's going to give a big Nedunya. And even before anything, the daughter dies, and the Eidim takes the money. And he loses all his money. So not only he lost his daughter, he also lost all of his money. And the Darshan's on this pasuk, V'tam l'rik koichachem. Tosfos and Ksuvos brings that Rabbeinu Tam made a takona. It's brought down in Sefer Yashlo Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and Ksuvos' maramas on it. That Rabbeinu Tam made a takona that in such a case, the guy gets his money back. Rabbeinu Tam was masakin. The guy promised him the dunya. The imam just got engaged or married, and right away he died, he gets his money back. So Rabbeinu Tam was masakin on this. The Tam Lurik Koichachem. He took away the bite of that gzera. That's another pshat that's brought down in the Achrayim that that's why his name was Rabbeinu Tam. Because he made a tikkun on this. The Tam Lurik Koichachem. By the Toich it says, V'achaltem V'loishes Bo. We spoke before Fakir that when you eat Midaraisa, Yechai by Kedei Sviya, we handle the filter. What if you get the brokish, you even eat less than a Kedayit, even a Sviya. But on the other hand, here it says Fakeret, Va'achalten V'loises Bo, you can eat a lot. And Rashi says earlier, there's a brocha in the Me'ayim. Now he says Fakeret, there's going to be a Me'era, there's going to be a klola in the Me'ayim. There's going to be a klola in the Me'ayim, you're going to have to eat a lot until you get Sviya. There's a mission in Brochis, Tafchof. The Gemara says, Ben Mavarech La'oviv, Ve'eved Mavarech La'rabbi. The truth is, if a person doesn't know how to bench, his son could bench for him, Berchus Amazin, be moitzi him, the Eved could be moitzi rabbi, an Isha could be Mavarech La'baila. But tamoy me'era lo adam she'ishta yubon of mevarchim loy. A person should be cursed if that's his matzav. Pashut pshat means that he shouldn't know how to bench himself. Meaning ikar adin, the isha, the eved, the ben could be moitzim. Of a tamoy me'era lo adam she'tzarach she'ishta yubon of mevarchim loy. So pashut, he's come to me. Zot ha'flo shat hazeh. Be'emet, when isha And the ben is only chayiv mid the rabbanan. The isha doesn't have bris the Torah, so she doesn't have the derais of the kechiv of birchas hamazon. You need bris the Torah. And the ben, it means the katan is not chayiv only in chinuch. So it's not poshut that you can be moitzi talk to someone else in birchas hamazon. The Gemara explains there in brachas, when could a katan or an isha be moitzi in birchas hamazon? If they ate kedei sviya and the father didn't. Because the father didn't, so he's only chayiv mid the rabbanan. They take eight mederaisa because if they didn't eat kedei sviya, then it's two derabonim against one derabonim. But if they ate kedei sviya and the father didn't, that's the case where you could be yaisa. So zok daflo, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah brothers, a ben mevarach lavav, isha mevarach lavayla. Avol tovay me'era la'odav. He should be have a me'era. He should have the curse that Rashi says here that in the me'ayin he has to eat a lot and still not get the sviya. Then it could be moit. He take ate a lot, but he didn't get sviya. Then he could be moitzi ayidei the ishtei abonim. Shtikal Aura, the same Mishnah in Sukkah, talks about saying Halal, and it says also that the Ben and the Isha can be Moiti, the Baal and the Ov and Halal, and it says also Tavi Me'eril Odom. Just the one, by Halal, could be it's Agav the regulation of the Mishnah in Brach. But by Brach is Dr. Haflo, that's the Pshat. That the Me'era is in order that they should be able to be Moiti. The Pasuk says, V'choshlu Ish Be'ochiv. Chazal and Atom here, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Shvuas v'choshlu ish ba'ochiv is where we learn at the din of Arvus. Klal Yisrael ha'ravim zel lezeh. V'choshlu ish ba'ochiv. Kol Yisrael ha'ravim zel lezeh. Now this idea of ha'ravim zel lezeh, Klal Yisrael have a chrayis one on the other. It's Yidua. A lot of the Rishonim learn like this. Come out Gemara's Mefroshes, but Zichah the Rishonim Archava. We know there's a concept that you could be moiti someone in a bracha. We were speaking about it before. Someone can be moiti someone else in a bracha, to be moiti in tefillah, in a bracha, in a chiyuv, you have to say, or do, someone can be moiti. There's a lot of rights that the yisoid of that chiyuv, the marshal by bracha, even if you're not machuyiv, you already made kiddush, Shabbos. You can make kiddush for someone else, because he's machuyiv. No, but you're not, you already were yoitza. Misha yotza moiti! Someone who was already yoitza could also be moiti. The Rishonim explained that this is based on the concept of aravus. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zelazet. The Ritz explains, since everyone is Arav to another, so Reuven already made Kiddush. Oh, but Shimon didn't. And Reuven has Arvus to Shimon. So Reuven still a shtickle mechuyiv. He has an achrayis on Shimon's chiyiv. He's a shtickle of Arvus still. Thus, alain that his Arvus is the taich why you're still Arav on his chiyiv. You're still Arav on his chiyiv. It's not partial of the achrayim if Lamashal, if someone Taka didn't make Kiddush yet, and he's making Kiddush, he's being moitzi himself and being moitzi someone else. There also you need to come on to Arvus, or there it's flat Shremei HaKa'oina and it doesn't need the lumbus of Arvus. It's a big raid of the HaKa'oina, and Leib talks about it a lot, other HaKa'oina, whether the two concepts are parallel or they sometimes cross each other. The concept of Shremei HaKa'oina and the concept that's negated from over here is the idea of Arvus. Now, we already mentioned this idea before with Negea, that an Isha or a Katan who are only Chayiv Midrabanon, it's not so poshut that they could be moitzi a man in Birchas Hamazon unless she ate kedesvi and he didn't. Because otherwise it's not a parallel chiyuv. So the Rishonim asked that there's a famous maisa with Yanei HaMelech killed out all the Talmidei Chacham, and the only one that was left was Shimon ben Shetach. He calls Shimon ben Shetach to bench Shidavi Yasuda. And he tells Shimon ben Shetach to make Birchas Hamazon. So Shimon ben Shetach says, well, what should I say? Baruch she'ochel yanei v'chaveirav, I didn't eat. So they gave him a kezayis to eat. So it's mevur there that he only ate a kezayis, and avad that they ate kedei sviya. And he was moiti then. How could the derabbanan be moiti the deraisa? As I pregnant the Rishonim. So there's a lot of raid over here. I want to just touch one or two nakudas from it. The way the Rosh learns in the sugya, a lot of Rishonim, it works off Arvus. So why Taka can't an Isha? He said the Isha can't be mighty the man. What happened to Arvus? So the Rosh says, a Isha is not part of the Arvus. This that is the concept of Kol Yisrael, a Raven Zelazet. Isha is not part of the Arvus. So Shimon ben Shetach eating only a Kezayis could be mighty Yanei HaMelech who ate of Avi Kedei Sviya. But the Isha can't, the Isha doesn't have Arvus. And Mamish, in a nutshell, to a huge sugya, but the basics, the Mishnah's basic idea is there's a famous machloikus Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tzlach. And the Dogel Mervav. The Dogel Mervav is the Tzlach. The Kiva Eger and the Tzlach. What does the Rosh mean that the Isha doesn't have Arvus? So the Dogon Morvava, the Tzlach, says this pasuk b'koshlus v'ba'achiv, and also by Matan Torah, it says that Klal Yisrael became a raven zelazeh. Kol Yisrael a raven zelazeh was on the shishim riboy, on the men. The women are not part of Arvus. Women are not part of Arvus. Not for them. Not for an isha to be might see a man. Not for a man to be might see an isha. Women are not part of Arvus. The Arvus is only on men. There's a whole shayla also in the Shanim. Do Gerim go into the Arvus? Maybe only the ones that are from the Yotzech Halotzev of the ones that were by Matan Torah. But it means Isha is not part of the Arvus. Lefizah, the Dogon Morvava says he has interesting shayla. A guy davens Meirav Mishul Friday night. So he was already Yotzech Kiddush Zoy Rai Sukh, because with the Rai, so you don't need Alakos. He comes home, he wants to make Kiddush. His wife didn't daven Meirav, let's say. She's chayv still midar raisa. Zohar v'shomer hukish zechira l'shmira. Women are chayv midar raisa in kiddush. He says it's not kosher that the husband could be moitzi the wife in kiddush, because they're not part of Arvus. Women are not part of Arvus. So some say no, they're only not part of Arvus that they're not achroi to us. Avad the man is achroi as Arvus for the isha. That's one issue. But the Dogon Morvava never done. No, women are not part of Arvus. And he had this problem with the kiddush. A man that was already yoitzi with tefilas Meirav. Being moitzi the issue didn't have the chohena harbeg the gmois, but that's the basic one. The Dogon Morvava in Sinai Reish Ayin Aleph and Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch of the Siddur. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in Shtar Kodok, he says lahoyev le'nivra. Avad the woman a part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was a raven zelazeh, side man and side woman. The Rosh meant the woman doesn't have arvus by birchas hamazon, because birchas hamazon is a mitzvah that she's not chayevin. Since it's a mitzvah, she's not chayevin. She doesn't have arvus for that specific mitzvah. It doesn't mean a cloud that women are not part of Arvus. The Rosh means for Birchas HaMozen, they're not part of Arvus. I've added for other things, yeah. There's dozens of Nafkaminas based on this, but it's a whole different Q. And when the Rosh says, Ain Arvus B'Noshim, does he mean a cloud, Noshim are not part of Arvus, to be Moitzi them, for them to be Moitzi? Or does it mean because Birchas HaMozen is not Shayach to them specifically? I was Masupik, if you go with the gang that's the Rabbi Kiveger, that it's if it's a mitzvah, you're not Chayiv, then Avad and Noshim are also in Arvus. But there's a different connection here. A mitzvah that you're not chayiv in, you don't get part of Arvus. I mean, I could have heard not like that. The Moshul, Ad Kedei Kach. Could be the Dogon Morvava argues on that concept. Could be between two men. When the Dogon Morvava said that the word is women don't have Arvus. But between two men, let's say one of them is not chayiv in a certain mitzvah, he could still have Arvus. Arvus is on Tariq, man, it's away from Klal. Rabbi Kiveger is the one that's connecting always. It's a mitzvah. You're not chayiv and you can't have Arvus. I was Mesupik Lagavi Sphira, so Oimer. To be moit someone that already missed out, he patched it up, he missed one night, he's not Mechuyiv. He's Mechuyiv in the sphere of Sa'ayim, but for that year he's already ice. He missed the system. He's not, until next year, he's not like the shoot that it's one big mitzvah. So he's not in Arvus anymore. He's mamash like Ad Kedei Kach. He's totally not in the Inyan that he can't be Moitzi as Arvus. Yeah, this is a great sugya. Pasuk says, Behemshech, Vizocharti es Brisi Yaakov, Va'af es Brisi Yitzchok, Va'af es Brisi Avraham Ezkor. So the Mefarshim Shtel, it says it in the wrong order. It says Yaakov, then Yitzchok, and then Avraham. Avraham comes first. What's the Seder at Barim? The Zacharti, as Brisi Yaakov, and then Yitzchok, and then Avraham. So the Magen Midubna says the Pshat, he says, the Emet starts off with Yaakov. Fakir, if we start off with Avraham, the Zacharti is Brisi Avraham, so Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael would also say that they're part of it. About it or not, because the Gemara explains in the Doran, Ki be Yitzchok, Yikare l'chazora, the Yitzchok, how I call Yitzchok. So, Yitzchok and not Esav, that's first, that's Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. Ki be Yitzchok, only Yitzchok, but also Chazal Dashim, be Yitzchok, how I call Yitzchok. I'm sorry, Paket. Ki be Yitzchok is totally Mafkin Yishmo. All the way around, again. Kipshut, like biologically, Esav and Yishmo are Zera Avram. But nevertheless, the Gemara says in the Dorim, Hanoi der Mizera Avram. It's not including Esav and Yishmael. Why not? Ki be Yitzchok yikarei l'chazar. So Yishmael is pashut kipshut eshal mikro. Yitzchok, not Yishmael. No, but Esav comes from Yitzchok. That's already a chazal. Be Yitzchok, the local Yitzchok. Der Chagav, Homeridik is a michta from Rav Hutna. Says Yishmael is ousted from the system of Zera Avram from a mefurish pasuk. Yitzchok, lo Yishmael. Esav not. Esav, if Esav is looking at the Pesukim, he could still see without Perish about Peh, he sees this, okay, and he comes from Yitzchak, Esav comes from Yitzchak. He said, that's why the Esav is Edoim, is the Western civilization. They moide in their system to Perish of Iksav. Perish of Iksav didn't throw them out. They have a different version of this, but they have Perish of Iksav. Yishmol has a totally different zach. They made their own. They have an under Teresh of Ksav also, because Teresh of Ksav threw them. Esav was hufka from a Teresh of Alpeh, a drosh of Chazal. Yishmol was in Yazanaros, so they made their own system. Say that Yishmol was not the okay that they had the under zach. Because the Torah lays on. But holy thing, zok the word over here. V'zachati as priesti Yaakov. If it would start with Avram, so Esav and Yishmol would say they're in. So we started right away. No, v'zachati as priesti Yaakov. Only Yaakov and Onu. Then we go back. That about it. This Shiloshim in. Rav Chaim Voloshin says a pshat in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Shteit al Shloish Dvarim Oylem Oymet al Torah al Avoda al Gnilas Chasodim. Torah Avodah Gnilas Chasodim is Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, right? Torah is Yankov. Titan Emes the Yankov. It's Torah. Yitzchak is Avodah Keda Yitzchak. And Avram is Chesed. Now, before Matan Torah, the order was Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Chesed. Avram forged the mid of Chesed, spelled it away. Yitzchak is Avodah, Yaakov is Torah. After Matan Torah, he's Myrus about this concept. After Matan Torah, Torah comes first. Ashloish Dvarim Oylem Oymet Al Torah Al Avodah Gnilas Chasodim. He explains it because Avodah and Gnilas Chasodim also has to be Hukva Al Yidei Torah. Before Matan Torah, you could have been Makrif on a Boma, and that was Avodah. But now Torah comes and says, no, it's not. Before Torah, there would have been a musaf of Bimalva Baribis, Ken Vayna, Tzegav Alda Kechesed, Tzachach Hoy, doing him a favor. You're making him a nice deal on the Ribis to say, yeah. Torah comes and says, no, it's also Torah spells Avek, what's Avodah? Torah spells Avek, what's Gemilas Chasodim? So then they say there is Taka Torah, Avodah and Gemilas Chasodim. There's another pshat, it's interesting, we're asking, why does it say Vizacharti Yaakov first? When you remember something, backwards, chronologically back, when it happened. When you're trying to remember, and you're remembering back, you first remember Yaakov. Then you go even further back in your memory, you go back to Yitzchak. Then you go further back, you go back to Avram. Without going into the details of it, there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger in Gilin Hashas, in Nozir, Dafir Aleph. Over there it talks about a Nozir that made it tonight. And Rabbi Kiveger asks, Tosis already asks, a Nozir can't be b'shlichus. You got to do it yourself. So how can you make it tonight? Most of the lesser b'shlichus, lesser than tonight. We talked about that before. Most of the lesser b'shlichus, lesser than tonight. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, that there's a Gemara in the Dorim of Ayin Tes, that by Nedir also there's a tonight. Why did Tosis only ask it by Nozir? Frek from the Dorim of Ayin Tes. The Velt, which is of Nochem Adah Hoshel Kolian, there's already a sugi in the Dorim of Tes Vov that talks about tonight by Nedir. Why did Rabbi Kiveger ask from the Dorim Dafayin Tes? The Emes is given a Gantash Shekholi, why the Sugi in the Dorim Dafayin Tes is a different gather, it's not just like Tanai, it's maybe Andervah. A big raid. It's not our Sugi. It's not just Poshet. Rabbi Kiveger, especially Kiyadu, he had a Seder that he went 50 blot in an hour, and a Seder that he went 50 hour of blot. Days, days. When he's learning Nozad Afir Aleph and he's writing Gilian Ashas, at the Monsich that a couple of blot ago, in the Dorim Dafayin Tes, we had the discussion. And Dafayin Tes comes before Daf Tes Vov. If you're holding a Nozad Af Yirala from the Gedenkstach HaKasha from Boston Given yesterday or a few hours ago, Nedorim Daf Ayin Test is closer to Nozad Af Yirala than Nedorim Daf Tesvah. Yizokharti goes Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram. There's a few other places, Nisht Fayet is serious with Rashi that he quotes the wrong Gemara, and the Pshat is yet. It comes before. Yeah, there's a Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Bei. He tells Tzua Gemara Mamash at the end of Bava Kama. It's the same Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed. Say the Bava Kama, the two blocks last of Bava Bava Kama is fired them. Cool and Zikim Chadim Asef to the flower. So there's an interesting Maisa with Ramey Shapiro from Lublin. He once went to the Beis HaKvaris. He went to the Davin by Kivri Ovis in Lublin. And he wasn't sure. He's going to Davin by the Kivri Ovis before he's opening the Yeshiva. He wanted to Davin being poiled by the Tzadikim in the Beis HaKvaris in Lublin. And he had a dilemma. On one hand, the Choyzer of Lublin, who had lived 100, 150 years before, was buried in the Beis HaKvaris. On the other hand, in that same Beis HaKvaris is the Maran, Doyle Oilam from 400 years before. And he wasn't sure who to go to. On one hand, you have the Choyzer, who was closer, but on the other hand, you have, in time, chronologically backwards, but you have also the Maran. He wasn't sure which, the child of Pagia, where do you go first? So Lamaisi said, yeah, when you remember, Megadeth Zurich. the free, the closer one first. So he went to the Chayza's kever. And he's thinking, a few meters from here is the Maram's kever. He's in the Bexford Cambridge. The Maram is right there. Maram. He went to the Chayza first. And it's like they're shrugging. And then he looked. The Chayza's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. The Zacharti, as we see, Yaakov, Nocha Daito, that he made the right decision. That the Zacharti goes that way. V'zocharti as brisi Yaakov, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Avor b'Toicheir, b'Toich Yerushalayim, v'tveis a tov al mitzvos ha'anoshim, that you should put a tov on the people's names, and it was a remez that Shmuel says it, Thomas Chus Ovis. Thomas Chus Ovis, there's no Moschus Ovis. Machloik is it, but Shmuel says Thomas Chus Ovis. Fred Toises, over there in Shabbos. State in the Pasuk of Yevazacharti as Brisi Yaakov as Brisi Yitzchak. State Yevazacharti as the Brisi, the Doiris. How could Shmuel say Thomas Chusavis? So the Ri says Pshat, Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam in the room. The Ri says Pshat, it's all, it's chiluk between Tzadikim and Rishoyim. For Rishoyim Taket, Machlekes Tam in the room, but Shmuel, out upon him hold, Thomas Chusavis. For Tzadikim is Yevazacharti in the hand. Chiluk between Rishoyim and Tzadikim. Rabbeinu Tam says a different Pshat. He says there's a chiluk between Chusavis and Bris Avis. Schus Ovis and Bris Ovis is two different things. Shmuel Taka says in the Gemara there's Schus Ovis Tama. Or the Bris Ovis Loi Tama. The Zacharti is Brisi Yaakov. And that's another chat why his name was Rabbeinu Tam. He said before a chat from the Sam, Larik Koychachem, then his name should be Rabbeinu Sam. But over here it's Schus Ovis Tama, Bris Ovis Loi Tama. And that's the end of the parasha. It says, Va'afkam Zois. Be'eretz Oyveim loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloysom l'hofer brisi oysom v'afkam zois. Zois is Rosh Hashanah. Z'chus ovois tom aber nach'als l'chaloysom l'hofer brisi itom, that even though z'chus ovois is tama, bris ovois is loy tama. So that pasuk then, as it says, v'afkam zois be'eretz Oyveim loy ma'astim, the end of the teicha, after the whole teicha, the pasuk says Loi ma'aspim, v'loi ga'altam, l'chaloisam l'hafer brisi itam. Hashem promises that he's not gonna be machalos. Now, where does he promise it? The pasuk says loi ma'aspim, v'loi ga'altam. The Gemara says in Shavuos that one of the ways to make a shavua is you say loi twice, lav lav or hein hein has a din of a shavua. The Gemara learns it out from Noach, because by Noach the Eibushter promises twice, oy loi ovi mabel. It says twice loi, and that's why it's a shavua. And that's why there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kinei noyach zoisli asher nishbati me'avor mei noyach oid al ha'aretz kein nishbati miktzoif alecha v'nigavacha." The same way I promised by noyach that there won't be a marble, I also promised never to be machalak l'Yisrael. Where was the Eibushter nishba? Because it says loy loy. Azoydi by noyach. Azoydi by noyach. The makor that the Eibushter was nishba not to bring a marble is because it said loy twice. That's the more in Shavuos. Here also it says loy twice. The ganze sugi in Shavuos, though I had an interesting aura, the Rambam sheet is, if you learn the sugi there in the Dorm, the Rambam sheet is that even a Shavuos always needs to say Hashem's name. It's not just enough to say Shavuos, you have to say Hashem, Shavuos Hashem. So there's a machloikis, when you say lav lav, most of Shalom, you don't even need it to say the shame. Just saying, it says, just saying I won't do something twice, it's Shavuos. Doubly saying it is Shavuos. But the Rambam sheet is, you need shame. So where's the shame? So I was thinking, over here by us at Zichr, the Eibushter is talking. Das Alein is the Shem. The Eibushter read. And the Eibushter Alein read, by Noyach also. The Eibushter Zogt is, you can't say, you need Shem. Loi, loi, the Rambam says you need Shem. I have a core of loi, loi is from here, from Noyach. He said, it's all the Eibushter Alein read. That's the Shavuot. After the whole Teichecha, you have the Parsha of Erechim, it's the teacher of Gevaldik Alimud. The Eibushter gives a patch. He gives the Teichecha. But after the Teichecha, the Eibushter is saying that everyone has an Erech. Every Yid has the same Erech. There's different prices, but there's a set price that says there's a Shivyun over here by Klal Yisrael. But there's a stock in Erech. It's one Hora in Erechim. It's a Gamsa Sugya, but one Hora. The Pasuk says that there are many different prices by Erechim. Hamishim shekel, shloishim shekel, it depends if it's a zocher or a cave, it depends what the age, between 20 and 60, above 60, below 20, different prices. And if a person says his own erech or he says someone else's erech, he has to do based on that erech that of what the Torah gave, the shear of the erechim. But the din called hefig yad. The pasuk says imachu me'erkecha. What if he's too poor? He can't pay for it. So al pi asher tasig yodin. The Gemara explains again. It's a big sugi, but just the headline of it. The Gemara says in erechim hefig yad. Is the pshat, let's say a person said Erech Alai, Erech Yalai, and he's supposed to pay Taka Chamishim. He's from Ben Esra Meshishim, a man, he's supposed to pay Chamishim. But he doesn't have Chamishim. He only has 10. He only has a 10. So the din is, he's yoyt to a 10. Marit Gzef, there's a derayt to Kechiv of Erechim. Pay it later, yeah, when you win the lottery. No. There's a din that we shot off, and if all he has is 10, he pays that. You have to pay everything you have, but if everything you have is that amount, whatever you have, you yoyt. If you didn't pay everything, let's say you said 50, you said Erech Yalai, which is a 50. You only have 10, and you didn't pay it. You paid only 9. And then suddenly you got rich. So then you start to pay another 41. You didn't makayin and hesed yad. Now you grab in this asher, pay the full price of 50. But if when you said Erech Yalai, and they chopped it up, and they realize what you have, and all you have is 10, you makayin your chiyuv of erechim with hesed yad. You makayin the chiyuv of erechim of hesed yad. That's the key of your parsha. So there's an interesting shaila. There's a din, a person could say Erech ches yalai. If he says Erech Chetzi Yolai, he pays it. No, if he says Erech Chetzi, he pays the whole thing. But if he says Chetzi Erech Yolai, Chetzi Erech Yolai, he taka pays half. So I was misupik. The Fasem is clear. There's a few cases. He says, a person says Chetzi Erech Yolai. Chetzi Erech Yolai. He's a regular guy from 260. He says Chetzi Erech Yolai. That means it's supposed to be 50. Chetzi is 25. His Chiv is 25. He doesn't have 25. Kam he has 10. So he should be Makayim Hesig Yat. How much does he pay now? 10? Well, no, you say, very nice, shots it up, whatever he's supposed to do, has the yad comes out, it's supposed to be 10. And then, chetzi, pay half. Well, no, that's the fasem, no, chetzi is better than 25. He wants to be yoytador, has the yad. The has the yad it has to be the full 10. So he never says the full 10. Of what we know, there's a din, ein erich pachas misela, that's the shonat. The shal is, what if the has the yad, the marshal, let's say a person's has the yad is only a half a seller. The Gemara says, "Ein erech pachas misela." If you said Erech Yalai, which is a classic, you're supposed to pay 50, and they shot stuff that all you own is only a half a seller, then we say, "Toik nas kaparis." You have to wait till you win the lottery and pay the full 50. Less than a seller, even the din of hesed yad is a limit. I'm not less. Ein erech pachas misela. That was misupik. What's the din if he says Erech Yalai? If he says Chetzi Erech Yalai, Chetzi Erech Yalai, and he has only a half a seller. That's the kiyum of his chetzi. That should be the kiyum of his chetzi. Or you don't know, it blives. There's no erich pachas mi chetzi. But I have to ask, the MS mean anyway to have a case. Let's say on a little girl that the whole shear is only 3 stella. Let's say a person said on that little girl, Reva Erika Olai. Reva Erika Be'etzim is. And you're allowed to say chetzi. There's almost like a same chetzi. There's some more than Reva. I mean, you want a case, I could say a guy said 100th of my erich Olai. Those are chetzi. But on a yalda that the erech is 3, he said Reva Erech Olai. On there also is the din of ain erech pachas misela or not. We'll end with one more zach. And the parsha might change a lot of sugis here at the end. Tmura erechin. You have there by Sashemi. V'chol meister boker v'tzoyim karla sheyaver takas hashobet. Ho asiri yekoydis l'ashem. There's a vort from Shamshon Rosh Topolia. The Asara Ruge Malchus, Kiyaduo, each one was taka from a different shade. It was to be Machapa for the Aseris HaShvotin, and each one of them was taka from, stand from one of those Shvotin. Rabbi Kiva, who was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, because the MS there wasn't 10 Shvotin, there's only 9. Binyamin wasn't there, Yosef was in the Mechira, Reuben wasn't there, you have the 10. It was with Shittif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva from Bnei Gerim, he's the 10th one. So it's Bechol Meister Bokar Betzoyin, to be read. Is Rosh Tevis V'yedu Kulam Lama Meis Akiva Shaya Roya Bokar B'Tzayin. Why is Akiva in the Cheshvan? He's not from a Shevet. Kol Asher Yavar, all the other ones that were over the Inyan of Asaru Gimalchus Takas HaShavet is represented by one of the Shvotim. Ho Atfiri Yia Koydesh Lashem. The 10th one of Akiva, he's Koydesh Lashem. He's representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was the one Es Hashem Alekech Atira, right? Shimon Amsuni was Derish called Es Hashem Atira. When it came to Es Hashem Alekech Atira, he was Poirish Kishem Shekibol Tzara Latrisha Kishem Shekibol Tzara Latrisha Achibor Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was able to darshan Es Hashem Alekechati. Rabbi Kiva is connected Ho'asiri Yekoydesh Lashem. That taka the Kol Asher Yavar was taka Hashem. Rabbi Kiva was taka Asiri Yekoydesh Lashem.